Time for us to focus on emerging economies, and our focus this morning is on India. Professor Dilip Non is a professor of history in the Department of International Relations at Wits University. Professor, very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, and glad to be speaking on the show.
It's a momentous day, of course, in South Africa for one to be speaking on any platform today, but it is India we're focusing on, and sad news, I would imagine, that their finest independent news channel is no more.
Well, actually, we are in the dying throes of the finest news channel. New Delhi Television, which is founded by Pranoy and Radhika Roy, has been under threat because there has been an attempt to take over the group by the Adani, Gautam Adani, who is probably the world's second richest man, very close to the Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi. And they have acquired 29% stake around a few months ago, and now there's an open offer for a further 26% stake in NDTV. Why this is important is that after the rise of Hindu nationalism and the current authoritarian government, there are very few independent news channels left standing on the landscape. NDTV was one of the last. And Ravish Kumar, who is India's prominent, foremost journalist who reports in Hindi, has resigned from NDTV. And all of this is troubling in a landscape where the International Institute for Democracy and Electoral Assistance at Stockholm has said that half of the world's democracies are in decline at present. And this is something that adds to our woes, as it were.
Certainly does. I mean, we appreciate firsthand in South Africa how having a very robust and incredibly independent media is essential for any process of democracy.
Absolutely.
Another big topic, of course, coming out of India is that of same-sex marriage and the Supreme Court.
Yes, the Supreme Court of India has agreed to examine a petition that seeks legal recognition of same-sex marriage. If you've been following the news, you would know that in 2018, gay sex was decriminalized in India by the Supreme Court. So the petition that's been put up before the Supreme Court draws together India's Special Marriage Act, which was devised for interfaith unions, draws together a recent judgment on privacy as a fundamental right, and this is important also given that there are global challenges emerging at what appears to have been a victory that is now under threat. So in the United States of America, legislators are considering federal recognition of same-sex marriage since they're concerned that the Supreme Court, very conservative Supreme Court in the U.S., might strike down the 2015 ruling. So in India, this is a further step in the door to actually put same-sex marriage and relations based on alternative sexualities on a legal platform, you know, as a matter of legislation by the national government.
It all seems to be playing out in the courts at the moment. Politically, is this something that will enjoy support in India, in your opinion?
Yes, the Supreme Court has been stepping in, for better or for worse. And now with D.Y. Chandrachud, who is a very liberal judge taking over as Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, we have seen a kind of a rising wave of decisions which have actually gone back on some of the curbs on political freedom that have happened. So people who had been arrested under the under this regime for political dissent have now been released on bail and so on. So this appeal for same-sex marriage also falls within the same category of expanding political freedoms.
All of that, of course, happening while geopolitics are at play. China and the Indian Ocean?
Yes, that is something we've been reporting on, the India-China border disputes in the Himalayas. Now, the U.S. Department of Defense has said that China may be getting ready to deploy aircraft carriers and submarines in the Indian Ocean region from their new base at Djibouti. As we know, China has had a standing naval patrol off the Horn of Africa from 14 years. And 4 months ago, NDTV, of whom we had been speaking about earlier, published high-res images of the base in Djibouti. And this is causing concern in India, largely because India has only 2 aircraft carriers which have been recently commissioned, and they're not fully operational as yet. So the question is, will our mountainous tensions now extend to maritime tensions as well between India and China?
That's an important question, Professor. Thank you very much for your time this Thursday morning. Professor Dilip Menon is a professor of history in the Department of International Relations at Wits University, helping us focus on India this morning.